from KQED.
And from KQED News, I'm Tiffany Kamhai. Half of the candidates running in the 15th District Assembly race in the East Bay already hold elected office. That's more than most local races. KQED's Guy Maserati talked to one candidate who doesn't hold an office.
Over the last year, there's been a lot of forums featuring the 12 candidates in this race. But when I met Cheryl Suddeth at one of her favorite cafes in the district, she told me she's getting tired of the events.
It's the same questions at every single forum. We keep talking about the same bills.
If you were on the other side of these panels, what's the question that you would ask that you feel like is not being asked?
I would ask this. More than half of you have been elected officials. And you claim to know the answers to fix some of these problems that are happening, as in housing and education. Why haven't you fixed some of these problems while you've been in office?
Suddeth argues her own experience as a compliance officer for Sony and Goodwill is relevant. Her job is to make sure existing policies are being followed.
If it's not being followed, what happens then? And how can I hold people accountable? And then how can I deter others from committing any type of violations?
Suddeth says the candidate forums aren't just difficult for her to listen to.
I have a degenerative disc disorder. Basically, my spine is collapsing.
She walks on crutches and says just getting to the events can be exhausting.
My back was spasming. My legs hurt. I was hurt. I was like almost in tears. I was like so hurt.
But Suddeth says the other candidates saw her pain. And recently, instead of standing when they speak, they've chosen to remain seated with her. Suddeth wants to bring that empathy to the Capitol.
The way I look at it is like this. There's LGBTQI caucus, Black caucus, Latino caucus.
What's missing, Suddeth says, is a disability caucus to advocate for policies affecting that community. I'm Guy Maserati, KQED News.
And I'm Tiffany Kamhai.